Let's welcome in our next guest. You can find him on Twitter at Aaron Falk. You can read him in the Salt Lake Tribune. It is Aaron Falk. Aaron, thanks for joining us.
Aaron.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're getting ready for the Jazz game tonight, taking on the Bucks. The Jazz coming back without making any major changes. Do you suspect, though, that the fact that you did hear a couple of names tossed around, Shelvin Mack, Derek Favors, will that have an effect on them in the second half of the season?
No, I don't think so. I think that's kind of to be expected, especially for a guy like Shelvin Mack. I mean, you know, Derek Favors, he downplayed the sort of thinking emoji that he tweeted out, saying that it wasn't about anything, but clearly it was about something, so I assume, you know, it's something that's on his mind, but, you know, once the deadline passes and everyone's still in the same place, you kind of have to move forward, and if Favors is getting healthier, you know, it can only benefit the Jazz, so.
It's easy to say now for a team that didn't make any moves that, oh, you know, we're happy with our roster, but do you get a sense, Aaron, there was a move, there was a series of dominoes the Jazz wanted to fall? Was there a deal they missed out on?
You know, I do have to wonder if the kind of the turmoil, the change with the Lakers impacted their ability to get Lou Williams if somehow, you know, deals changed or something like that. Because I do think that made a lot of sense for them. The guy who Quinn Snyder had experience with in Philadelphia and Atlanta. And, you know, for a bench unit that struggled and an offense that sometimes stalls out, it would have been a really, really good fit, I thought. So I'm a little... I guess that's the one I think would probably I would think they would have liked to get done.
Aaron Falk, our guest, 1320 K fan. Well, now the Jazz come back to gear up for the second half of the season. Really, the issue in the first half of the year was health. Do they expect are they close to 100% going into the second half? They're still banged up.
Yeah, I mean, Ronnie Hood's going to be back in the starting lineup tonight, which is good news. I didn't get a chance to talk with George Hill the last couple of days, see how much his sprained toe had healed, and he's been playing on it, but it's clearly been hampered by it. Derek Favors seems to think his knee is better. I mean, it's impossible to predict health, but this is a team that really, really has been banged up, and, you know, Quinn Snyder thinks that they probably practiced healthy maybe once or twice with a complete roster this season. So they were able to do that the last couple of days. We've got 25 games to go. Let's see if it clicks.
What effect will the All-Star game, if any, have on Gordon Hayward, either psychologically or physically? I mean, are you expecting any changes to the young man after his first All-Star experience?
Not necessarily. I mean, I think it probably has to be a confidence boost. He's been around USA Basketball. He's been around these guys. But to be in that situation and, you know, hear your name called and get that publicity, I think it's got to boost his confidence a little bit, and we'll see. You know, I love all the conspiracy theories that come out of it, you know, that Isaiah Thomas lost to him in the skills challenge to try to recruit him to Boston in the summer and things like that, but I don't necessarily buy into all of that. I think it's just, you know, probably a good morale boost, good bit of confidence, and the All-Star break's a little longer now, so he was able to get to San Diego after playing in the game and still have a couple of days off to rest up.
Aaron Falk's our guest, 1320 K fan. A bunch of names being waived right now. I know people had speculated about the Jazz maybe getting in touch with Darren Williams. Sounds like he'll clear waivers and end up with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Do you expect the Jazz to make any waive any players of their own to try and get active in that situation, or do you think they'll run with this 15?
I think Terrence Jones is a somewhat intriguing name just because they haven't gotten great play from Trey Lyles of late. You know, if you look at it, if they think that Joe Johnson can be that power forward in the second unit, maybe they don't need it. Terrence Jones has been really poor from 3 points this year, and, you know, not necessarily a great 3-point shooter for his career, but I think it's, you know, an interesting player. I'm not going to be surprised at all if these are the 15 guys that you see, you know, come playoff time that they haven't waived anybody and made a move, but I think that's probably the most intriguing name out there right now.
What's the most favorable playoff matchup for the Jazz, in your opinion, right now?
That's tough to say. I mean, I guess, you know, maybe before Lou Williams was traded to Houston, I might have said Houston just because I thought that, you know, not necessarily a great defensive team and, frankly, a very, you know, with Harden extremely top-heavy, and maybe if you run into an injury, you have a chance to sneak by them, but... Man, it's a tough, tough matchup, I think, all the way across. This Jazz team hasn't beaten a Western Conference team in the playoff position since the middle of December. I think they're 0 for their last six. So I don't think there's any easy matchup for them right now.
One of the positions the Jazz were speculated at looking to upgrade at the All-Star break was the backup point guard position, but Dante Exum certainly looking better over his last 10 games or so. Did that factor in, and where do the Jazz, or how do the Jazz feel about Dante Exum right now?
Yeah, I think that probably factored in, and you know, Quinn Snyder, we're talking about going back to Lou Williams, it's a guy he saw come off of an ACL injury and kind of find his footing after an All-Star break, and then go out, and the next year was in Toronto and won a six-man award. So I think they believe that he's getting to a point in the season where, you know, his knee is, you know, he had confidence in it. He felt like he was 100%. But I think if you asked him and he looked back and was honest about it now, he's not, you know, he wasn't as good as he is right now at the beginning of the year. So I think they do feel that way, that he's possible to turn a corner. But, man, George Hill's been hurt. If he goes down and all of a sudden Dante Exum's your starting point guard coming into a playoff series, it's kind of a scary thing. That's why I think, you know, it made sense that they were at least looking at possible backup point guard options.
You can find him on Twitter at Aaron Falk. Read him in the Salt Lake Tribune. Great stuff, Aaron. Thanks.
Thanks, Aaron.
Hey, you guys have a good night.